It's bad. Anime.
Hello, everybody. My name is John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide,
is this anime bad?
Vroom, 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 vroom. I want you in my room.
Der, bow, bow.
Yeah, this anime is about cars.
but not cars that you and I would normally drive. This is based, and I double-checked it, this is based super faithfully and accurately on the, not the Formula One scene, which I was aware of, you know, just being a human on Earth, because
sure,
it's very much, we have NASCAR here, the rest of the world has Formula One.
Right.
But this actually is about Formula Four. Like,
yes,
the minor leagues of racing.
It's very intriguing that it all takes place within Formula 4.
Yeah.
Instead of Formula, which like I kind of liked as an idea, because, you know, it's like these are all kind of kids,
because they're these are junior drivers. So that's kind of cool.
Right. Right. Which is kind of cool. And it shows like kind of the passion of everybody in that area.
It's the kind of seriousness, because there was the one hockey anime that came out a while ago, and it was just, of course, since it was an anime, it was about a hockey team that was also an idol group. So after mm-hmm. they won games, they would start singing and dancing. And I'm like, God damn it, can we not do this anime? Because a legit hockey anime would have been fucking sick.
That would have been really cool. And, you know, I was actually quite excited about this when you sent it to me. It's called Overtake, by the mm-hmm. way.
Yes.
It's a Formula 4 racing anime. Which I didn't know before watching it, but we just thought it was, oh, cool, cars. Because I don't think I've ever seen a racing anime, a race car type anime before. So
I'm familiar with them, but I've never watched them. The mm-hmm. really famous one's Initial D, which is like the quintessential viewing for anyone who's into drifting.
Sure, yeah.
The D stands for drifting in that. So.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because the whole thing is
Vampire
like
Hunter drifting. Right.
Very good. Right. You're learning.
Ah, thank you. And there's also, you know, Speed Racer, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, probably one of the biggest of all time.
But I never watched it, though. I just know of it, I guess. I think it was a little even before our time growing up.
Well, Speed Racer was also, like, more, like, wacky races. It was a...
Yeah, sure.
You know, it was a cartoon racing anime, not, like, one based in reality, which there's a few anime, like Initial D and others, are based on the reality of racing. There's a second racing anime this season alone.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, there's two. And that was a big joke in the community. It's like, there's two of these this season?
Yeah, very fascinating that this season they just decided let's see what happens. Maybe racing animes are the next level.
Yeah, and I think
I'm
pretty sure like apparently I heard 60 anime have come out this season.
Wow. Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Thankfully Giga just released his fall anime in a nutshell video recently.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, there's like 23 sequels, 17 isekai and a bunch of other shit. I'm like,
so many isekai. Jesus Christ.
But 17 is actually not terrible for a season of isekai.
Wow. Which is insane. I mean, like, we don't have to have this discussion again on the show, but like, God, the amount of isekai is just, it's just too much.
We spent an entire month this year talking about this.
We did. Go check out Isekai Month, everybody.
Yeah, go check about those four shows. I don't know if I like any of them in retrospect.
I don't think I do either. Maybe Ray Liana, one. I like that one. I still like that one. That's a fun one.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess our question today is, was this okay? Because we watched the first three episodes of Overtake, and let's get to gabbing about it.
One of the funniest things in this anime is that it's the really protagonist and the one driving the plot, see what I did there, is not one of the racers. It's a journalist who got accidentally wound up in covering them. He was actually covering a different race that was going on the same track. Like they had mm-hmm. And they had the cars that look more like NASCARs.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know anything about Formula 1 or 1 through 4, hi, welcome to the same program, because we don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know fucking anything.
So it was crazy to think about and see, because what happened was, like, this guy's like at this huge event. He's just a journalist, so he got sent there to take pictures. He knew a guy who like runs a team. And then he like wandered into the back somewhere. And the entire time he's going like, yeah, nothing in life really excites me anymore. Which is, I'm like, why are so many anime like this now, where just the character is super depressed? It was the same fucking thing in Zom 100.
Yes. Yes. Like, why does everything in life just like not feel anymore? Like, I just don't have any feelings anymore. Every day is the same. And also, it's really funny because not only was it just, oh, I just don't have feelings anymore, but it was like, oh, I don't feel anything anymore. And I work with my ex-wife. So,
oh, yeah.
So both, guy's down bad. Yeah, like, so he's having a rough time.
He's having a rough day. He might want to rip some Pink Whitney before continuing with his day.
Honestly, he should. He definitely should.
Unless he's driving.
Unless he's driving, which he never is, so that's good. He's just operating a camera.
But
you can drink while operating a camera. I do it all the time.
I only take pictures when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
If I very rarely post to Instagram, but you know, for those who follow me on Instagram, if you see me post something, I'm at least 3 beers in.
You gotta be.
Or my girlfriend's with me, and you know, and I'm just like, hey, I'll make you smile. By the way, if you want to see us both, we're both featured heavily on the October 28th episode of AEW Collision.
Yes. Because you got hard cam side.
We're hard cam side, and whenever they go to the up onto the turnbuckle on hard cam side, we're just right there. And I'm like, oh, very clearly.
I kept trying to look for y'all there, and I couldn't find you. Maybe I'll look again this week again.
Oh, yeah. No, you can see us very clearly. I'll point it out.
Very funny. Okay,
and even in some of the – basically, we're only like 2 rows behind being visible for the entire show. Mm-hmm. Whatever they did, the kind of wide shot out of the ring, we're just right there. So,
oh, okay, well, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll point out to you later, and it's very funny.
Well, speaking of like last week, because yeah, Collision was last week mm-hmm. that you went to. I watched this last week on a plane, where I did watch a lot of stuff for the show.
Yes,
and this one, I must say, out of everything I watched, blurred together the most, where I just said, "Oh, okay, that happened, and now it's over." So it just went by fast.
Okay, so, I see what you did there. You mean just the events sequentially as an episode?
Yeah, sequentially and as an episode's kind of like went by kind of quick. I honestly, the first episode stood out to me with, you know, the whole introduction and like the guy getting to the site with the cars and taking photos. And the second and third episode kind of just melded together as this guy, this freelance photographer, randomly takes just a heavy interest in Haruka, who is the main driver of this company, of this like very, very like not even top five placing company in the F4.
Yeah.
Very, very poor compared to like the company that his friend owns that is able to spend like, they said like at least $11 million a year to be able to compete.
Or was it yen? There's a difference.
Yen. Oh, yeah. Actually, that is a big difference.
Yeah.
That is a massive difference.
Yeah, I'm just like,
So, yeah, he takes a big interest in this kid, Haruka, who he sees after the race, after he loses a race due to a malfunction in his vehicle.
Yeah.
He sees him crying.
Yeah, sobbing.
Yeah, just like very, very emotional moment for him. He doesn't think anybody else is around, but our photographer is, and he takes some photos of him.
And then, like, this photographer is struck by that because he's like, I took a photo, but just purely of my own will. I feel something. And I'm like, are you getting turned on by this younger male crying? Like, this isn't very clear what you want, sir.
Yeah, it's very weird with him. Oh, I'm sorry. Because
that's one of the first times you ever yawned on camera.
It is, actually.
Okay, wow, that might be a giveaway for how you feel about the show, then.
It might be. I don't know. I tried to see the good in it. I think, like, there was a lot of things that I tried to like and a lot of things that I thought were interesting. I think, like, the most fascinating thing about this show is that he's just kind of there, this photographer guy. Because within the first few episodes, he's kind of talking to them, like, this garage. And he's like, hey, guys, I'd love to help you. Like, I'm very passionate about the sport now. Like, I'm very passionate about, like, your driver, Haruka. I think he's going to be great one day. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just want to help. And I'm just burping now, too. Everything's going wrong with me right now.
I'm the one who an episode ago decided to lol and just rip some Pink Whitney. Why am I the composed one here? Oh, no. Is this alcoholism?
Your Pink Whitney has transferred to me, I think.
I'm sorry.
I just, my mouth is connected to your butt via tube, actually, so.
Well, I mean, the sky is blue and some things are just known. That's a known fact. Oh, wow. I just said that.
oh, my God.
Sunday, fun day. I'm not driving.
Yeah, you ain't driving. But you know who is?
Haruka.
Sometimes badly. But he.
Yeah, he's not particularly good.
No, but the photographer takes just an extreme interest. But he has these very, very blunt conversations with Haruka,
right?
And the head of the studio or the head of the garage. The head of the garage is like, "Yeah, like we'll take any help we can get, sir. Like you must have a lot of money as a freelance photographer from Tokyo." And he's like, "Ah,
No.
Not really. And Haruka's
remember the
like,
term
well,
freelance is in there.
Yeah, exactly. And Haruka's like, unless you got like 11 million yen on you, you can't really help. And he's like, all right, do you got 11 million yen? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, do you have any knowledge about cars? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, okay.
So you can't really help. I love what happens in episode 2, though. He takes Haruka around to a bunch of local businesses and tries to get sponsors.
Yeah, he tries to get sponsors for them.
And then they just say, go away. Here's a product of whatever store they're in. Like, I say,
which is really funny.
Like, all right. Oh, but also, who's hitting up a bakery to sponsor a race car?
I have no idea. But it's so funny because anytime they go up to them, they're like, hey, would you like to sponsor this Formula 4 race car? And they're like, four? It goes to four?
Yeah.
I had no idea, but here's bread.
Exactly. It's like, but then again, maybe it's such a small scale that maybe it would make kind of sense. I don't know.
They could.
It's like trying to find a sponsor for your ECHL team, which is the minor league of the minor league of hockey.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, you're not. Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. It happened again.
This is hysterical.
I got something inside me today.
Which is? Maybe you're lacking the same passion that our journalist character is having here.
It could. Maybe that could be it. But either way, it goes on that way. They finally do get a sponsor.
Well, because like the thing is they should have done first. He hits up one of the companies he takes photos for.
Exactly. And he sent him a picture of Haruka crying.
He accidentally sent that one. I just love that. And they're like, he's cute.
I get it. And they're like, okay, great. And then they shoot a commercial with him. They don't tell Haruka about it because they know he'd say no.
Yeah.
But they come in with a commercial and he ends up doing very well. But that's like nice. And it shows kind of that growth in the character. But the part that did me the most out of all these three episodes is what was going on the rich guy team.
Yeah, that whole team dynamic is very fascinating because we had a little bit of the Ricky Bobby and the other and the other character in Talladega Nights where like one is the direct support. And eventually gets envious of the guy who's like first on the team, so to speak.
Exactly.
So they're very clearly trying to help each other out. But the guy in seconds perturbed by that. I think his name was it Toshi?
Tokumaru. Tokumaru was the mad guy. Satsuki was the Ricky Bobby guy.
Okay, gotcha. But so what happened was the second place driver also had his own like grudge against Toshiki Tokumaru. Yeah, Toshiki is the first name. So Toshiki here, it's funny because that's Yoshiki and Toshi from X-Japan combined names.
Smashed together.
Yeah, just smash some syllables until you find a name. I love X-Japan. Anywho, so he has that complex about him, but he also has a rivalry with Haruka here. So, and that's when I started to get really pulled in by episode 3. I'm like, oh, this character has a lot of motivation to hate life right now. And they portray him as the grumpy one. You know, the main driver on the red team, you know, because like, you know, the rich guy's team, they're all wearing red. I think it's Bellissimo or something like that. I don't fucking remember.
Bello. I could never pronounce it even when I was reading it, but it's
something Italian.
Belsorizo.
It's either Italian or Spanish. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Racers, you know. Yeah, because Formula One is the most popular.
We can assume that it's. I think we can assume it's pretty Italian.
Sure.
Belsorizo.
Yeah, but the main driver is kind of like that pretty boy airhead.
Yeah.
So he gets jealous of Haruka. It's like, oh, but he's getting a commercial. I want a commercial.
Yeah.
And Toshiki's like, he beat me. I'm gonna beat him. And also, fuck you.
Yeah. And also, I don't like you, bro.
And the rich guy who owns a team, who Haruka knows, not Haruka, the journalist knows. The rich guy's like, all right, can we just like not do this right now? I'm trying to run a team here. And also, you're my Formula 4 drivers. Because like
why y'all make it such
they
a
have,
stink?
They have like the a kind of equivalent to NASCAR on that team as well, like I said earlier. They have those cars and then the Formula 4 cars. And they ask, back when we talked about earlier, when the journalist went in to talk to like the rich guy, he's like, yeah, I mean, we don't really care about Formula 4. I mean, they make us all run all the same specs. So there's like, you know. And they're pretty cheap, so we just kind of have these drivers and cars, whatever. It's basically like having a triple-A baseball team just because you can.
And just not really caring. And like they're in the meeting before the race in episode 3 when Toshiki's like, he like smacks the table dramatically and he's like, I think my vehicle is actually better suited for this course. And I think I should be the number one this time. Yeah. And the boss is like, okay, fine. Satsuki, you are number two. Toshiki, you are number one.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes. You have 20 minutes to be in first and pass that motherfucker, or else Satsuki's going to get the lead again.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And Haruka passes him, and Satsuki still ends up getting first place on the rich team, but Haruka gets like fifth, beating Toshiki, which Toshiki's not very happy about at all.
No, he is fucking distraught.
Yeah, so he's pretty pissed off about that. I thought that was honestly the most compelling storyline out of everything so far.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Haruka's journey, you know, because like his dad was a driver and he died, so there's a bit of that familial thing going on there where he wants to live up to his father's legacy. Mm-hmm. So there you got, he's, you know, compelling might be a strong word, but I guess he was interesting enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still trying to figure out this fucking journalist guy. He just has a hard on for racing.
I know. He's so passionate about this thing he just learned about, and he's trying to help and helping a little bit, like with the sponsor thing, but his position isn't exactly realized yet, I don't think. I'm sure it will be throughout
the show.
It reminds
me of like when a lot of people get into Twice or ITZY or other K-pop bands who are like, all right, this is my personality now. I love this.
Right, right. Like getting really, really into like, or wanting to be like a K-pop stan immediately overnight and being like, oh yeah, I love Dynamite by BTS. And everybody's like, yeah, idiot. Everybody likes Dynamite by BTS. Duh. That's kind of like what this is. Yeah.
I'm a Twice guy.
I know you are. You're a Twice guy. I like me some Blackpink.
Yeah.
But they can't make a good album to save their lives, though, I will say.
Oh, yeah. The Blackpink albums are shit.
Terrible. Awful.
They did two of them, and they're both awful. Rumor is they're about to disband because their contract's coming up. And Lisa, you know, is just getting rich beyond her wildest dreams now because every single brand is like, oh, we're so overtaken by you in every way. Here's all the money in the world.
Yep. And that's what they all get. I mean, each of them is like sponsored out the ass by a brand. Like even in their last like single, Pink Venom, the music video for that, they were all weirdly, I don't know how the contract situation for this must have been messy as fuck, but they all were repping their personal brands that were sponsored to them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like Lisa's brand was Celine or something, and then like somebody else's was like Gucci or whatever. So all these brands are paying them, but the brand each owns a specific member of the band. So I'm sure like those legal contracts must have been nuts for this music video because they have other brands being supported in the music video. So it must have been crazy.
And it's a very very tricky situation because you fall into – I was watching some documentaries again about Kiss. That's super tricky when you establish a band but heavily, heavily invest in the individual personas within the band because – Blackpink, for example, can't go on without Lisa because a huge portion of the audience is like, they're not Blackpink fans anymore. They're solely Lisa fans. Right. So once she leaves, they're done. And it's just crazy because Blackpink went heavily into giving them all solo stuff. They gave Jennie something out of the gate because they saw her as a star, but they were just wrong. It was Lisa the entire time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt bad for poor Jisoo because once her solo thing came out, everyone didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also just – the song was – weak.
I don't think any of their solo stuff is good.
I liked Money, Lisa's not their main single.
The dollar bills.
Yeah.
That one.
We're just talking about dollars dropping on my ass tonight. It's like, you don't have an ass.
Like, let's be honest, Lisa. I love you. Let's be honest. There ain't nothing back there.
I love when they twerk.
If you're looking to put money on something back there, let's call it just a landing pad, honestly. there's nothing there.
There's more curves at my ATM. that was mean.
Wow.
It is what it is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Formula One racing. Formula 4 racing.
Four. I mean, you know, this is funny because... If for anybody listening right now, we have pretty lackadaisically talked about this anime this entire time, which leads me to believe that we're not exactly like sold on it. But let me know if I'm wrong. What are your opinions on this? Are you going to continue with it? Are you in or are you out?
The biggest problem with the show is that it was just kind of boring.
Yeah.
I agree. I'll give credit because, you know, there's a decent amount of CG here. But I always said when you do CG animation with mechanical stuff with cars or robots, whatever, it can look really good.
Yeah.
The only scenes in X-Arm to look good when it was like just the robots.
Totally.
So CG can work in that context, and it did here. But the show, even though it was about a dude like rediscovering passion for life again, the main problem with the show, I'll bring a great example that something Zom 100 did really well that this show didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When our main character of Zom 100, I don't remember the cat's name. He was a goofy fun guy.
I hope I'm not wrong.
Was it Akira?
But I'm going to go with a blanket Akira. Yeah.
I think it was Akira, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
But anyway.
And I didn't want to be wrong because that's the protagonist of like many animes, but I'm pretty sure it was.
It was a guy in X-Arm, Devilman, you know, Akira.
Yeah, you know, that one too.
Yeah, but anyway, actually, no, it wasn't. No, yeah, it was Akira, yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho-y-dooey. Yeah, the problem is, after the big scene where the character finds that life, in this case, a journalist,
mm-hmm.
it didn't do what Zom 100 did. There was no more color brought into his world.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
color palette in this show remained really drab. You know,
yeah.
It was a lot of whites and grays and very, very even little blacks in there. It was just like, the colors were so, didn't feel lively enough, especially for a show about someone discovering a huge passion in life and trying to encourage that passion out of others, to pull mm-hmm. someone out of the darkness. A big element of that here is, it's so simple, make the show brighter.
Yeah.
And animation-wise, the show, it was technically fine, mm-hmm. but just uninspired. And unfortunately, that extended to the storytelling and the characters, where everything was fundamentally, technically sound. It's like writing a song with the basic four chords of pop. It works, but is it inspired? You know, is it something exciting? And that's the thing. There was so little excitement here. There were some compelling moments and ideas I liked, but that was that. It was just ideas I liked. The show did not deliver as a package on a whole, and it was just kind of boring. I'm definitely out. Am I glad I watched it? Honestly, I'm not even sure about that. I was just
mm-hmm.
bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a show
about super fast race cars. The soundtrack was also a problem because the tunes they were playing during the race were nowhere near exciting enough.
No, they weren't exciting.
During Initial D, for example, it was a lot of, I'm cutting you off all the time, I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
During Initial D, it was a lot of Euro dance, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like real like Euro beat and just like blasting. And so it was really exciting. It's like in Mortal Kombat, the original movie, when they had all the techno in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. This did not convey excitement in any way.
I can't even recall what the music was like in this anime.
So that proves the music was technical, and it was proficient and solid. It was fine in that respect, but nothing memorable.
Not anything over the top. Yeah, I think that kind of goes with this entire show. Nothing really memorable. As I said, my favorite situation in this show was like the racer on racer kind of drama that we got with like Toshiki.
Yeah,
and our main character, our main racing character, Haruka.
Yeah,
I liked that component. I think I was intrigued in our freelance photography character at first, but then after maybe the first episode, I was like, okay, but what are you doing now? It just didn't seem like there wasn't like an executed plan that worked well enough for me to be intrigued in him anymore.
I
was interested in him at first, and then as things got going, I was like, so where should my attention be? I know like it's nice to do like an A plot and a B plot, but neither of them were strong enough to uphold the whole show for me.
Yeah, no, it felt like table scraps.
They didn't even do anything with like the guy being depressed because he's working with his ex-wife anymore. Like they could have like had a little bit of that if they wanted to expand on it, but
yeah.
It just seems like he's just kind of this weird dude that got dropped in this universe that he knows nothing about. That's not particularly that interesting with or without him either.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it was definitely boring. I finished it and I thought to myself, I mean, did I hate it? Was it awful? Not awful. I just thought maybe not well executed and just kind of a waste of time a bit. I'm not really even happy I watched it, honestly. It's just kind of like, I'm gonna forget about it in like a week.
Yeah, exactly.
it just had nothing. And I wish it did, because I was very intrigued in the racing concept and I thought that would be really cool, but just didn't really deliver on anything.
Didn't do it for me, definitely. Like I said, dull is the key word here. I was just bored and a little grumpy. I fell asleep during the first episode, so I had to rewatch it.
Yep, I almost fell asleep a few times during it too.
Yeah, so yeah, I must say. If you like the show, cool. But it's not getting any positive response here on Bad Anime. But then again, we're just two fellows with opinions.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us, on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.